It's packing up time at Ashbourne Market, but it could be packing up for the last time soon. You say you're from Austria?
Yes.
You'd like this kind of market? Is it a nice thing to come and look at?
Oh, of course we like it.
They're considering getting rid of the market.
Oh, forever.
It's not good.
Derbyshire Dales District Council is considering closing the Thursday market in Ashbourne for good. They say it's not viable. It costs them £60,000 a year. Andy, you're the fishmonger here at the market. You've been doing this 6 years. Presumably, you only come because you make enough money from it.
Yeah, I do really well here. Took me a while, but I've built up a really fabulous trade here.
Does it matter that the market isn't full?
No, not really, no. I come in all weathers when the market's even closed, when there's like a bit of snow about. I'm still here. I still sell a proper day's wage.
Stuart, what do you sell?
Toiletries and cosmetics.
And how's trade?
Fine for me. Got a lot of good regular customers.
Does it matter that the market isn't full?
It does matter, but it's only not full because the rents are too dear.
Well, the market's all packed up now. The traders are back off to various parts of Derbyshire, Uttoxeter, Grimsby as well. It's time for me to go up to Matlock, which is where they're going to decide whether this market has a future. Well, the meeting's just about to get underway. I'll fast forward through this bit for you. Well, exactly 2 hours later, a decision's been made. The market on Thursday has been saved. Anyway, and talk to the people who just made that decision. Well, I'm with Lewis Rose, who's the leader of Derbyshire Dales District Council. And Lewis, it was a unanimous decision. Why the turnaround from the recommendation that the Thursday market should go?
Well, obviously, the recommendation was from an overview and scrutiny committee, and we looked at their report carefully, and clearly, I think they did Ashbourne a favour in highlighting this to the public and to us. The right course of action is to give everybody an opportunity to look at it again, consult further, get more publicity and encouragement for the market.
I'm with Paul Miller, who set up a petition to save Ashbourne Market. And Paul, job done?
Job started. We've obviously got 12 months now to really prove that the people of Ashbourne really want the market, which is all we wanted really in the first place.
There didn't seem to be any appetite here to close it though, did there?
It's a big decision, isn't it? Market towns need markets, so making that decision is a brave one without the numbers properly backing it up and seeing the improvements that have already been made.
Despite Ashbourne Market being saved, not everyone here is particularly happy with some of the other decisions made tonight.
They've passed the motion, they've willy-nilly put their hands up, and they have not listened to us.
The 5% rent increase is just... It's just... You can't do it.